for All Things Considered. I'm Ricky Bevington on Georgia Public Broadcasting. Today, we continue our series featuring voices of people reflecting on what this era of coronavirus pandemic and social distancing means to them. Last week, we heard from two comedic performers, a Chinese American, the husband of a frontline medical worker. Today, we hear from a Georgia artist. Kyle Black Cat Tips Brooks is best known for his brightly colored paintings of smiling cartoon-like faces. He sends this audio postcard reflecting on how disengaging from the world can feel like disconnecting from reality.
I've been at home for, 38 days or is it 39? I'm not quite sure at this point. I live down the street from a National Heritage area, to be exact. You would think I might walk down there to stretch my legs, but I haven't even left my property. Lucky for me, I have a nice property. Grass and house and a barn and a studio. And right now I'm sitting out back, sitting on my deck. And there's a mix of bird sounds and car sounds. I really like the bird sounds. I'm thankful for them. And the ever-greening grass, and the woods. I think I would leave home and go for a walk or a drive, perhaps, if I wasn't a new father to two tiny babies. Our boy is barely two, and the new baby, she's 4 months. And, as you could imagine, that keeps me and my wife really busy. At least we have the green grass for the boy to run around in. I'm a folk artist for a living. I make paintings and draw pictures and build somewhat sculptural things, stack tires and painted wood type things I screw together. People think my house is a daycare. It's funny what people think when you put happy art and colors where they normally don't go. Smiley faces and bears put in the yard, watching all the shelter in place cars. Maybe I am a daycare center for two children. Yes, I think I am. Well, we are. We are also in a strange time. Things seem normal here, and pretty. The bird calls are normal. The sky is blue like normal. The grass needs cutting like normal. But when I reach out to others or look at the news on my phone or read anything, it's all not normal. And I have a hard time with that. I've gone from being very concerned to now sometimes I don't know if it's all real or not. The virus. This pandemic. Is it real? I mean, I'm just here with my little family and making art when I can. And this seems real. But is it real out there? Beyond the trees and the grass and the birds? Is the virus riding by in the cars on the road just 70 feet from my front door? If it is real, I'm sure that it's riding by, and it's probably drifted out across our green grass, too. Maybe it's on that fast food wrapper that someone threw out the window next to my driveway, and that worries me. I think I'll just stay home for some more days, a while longer. Until I can tell if it's all real or not. And I hope that I can whittle out some time between the children and the grass cutting to do what I enjoy, which is paint pictures and make art. And maybe make some money, too, for diapers and whatnot. That's about what I'd be doing if things were normal. Trying to balance my working from home with being home and keeping two tiny children happy. And a wife happy. You know, people say my art is happy, and deep down that's about all I can ask for. That and two pretty babies. I want to be happy. So let's be happy. I think that's real.
Kyle Black Cat Tips Brooks is a folk artist in Georgia.